29 at the half. Both teams back in action tomorrow when they host Chicago. Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Sunny skies for the next few days. High today 44, clear overnight 26, sunny on Sunday 50, Monday sunny 47, Tuesday more of the same sunny skies and a high of 46 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 46 in Beaver County, 39 in Butler, 38 in Washington. It's 38 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT. 41. New music. Just like that, I was left to live without it. Left to live without it. I found a version of love. And just like that, I was left to live without it. Left to live without it. Waiting for this storm to pass. Music from Foo Fighters here on Radio 9, and we have news coming up for you at 2 o'clock, but we need to fill some time here, and I don't know how to fill like 30 seconds.
Just have a go. Right,
who's now? Kino-tata, 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 ha-ha. Kino-tata. Kino Tata, Kino Tata, ha ha.
Hey, that's a great idea.
What a great idea. I owe Jack Bogut, I think, 50 cents every time I play that. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me at jaythurbershow.com or on social media or wherever finer nonsense is sold. You're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, and 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Next, we head to Connecticut, where they are considering ending legacy admissions at all public and private colleges. That's the practice of giving preference to family members of alumni.
The proposal comes after the Supreme Court's 2023 decision ending affirmative action. Yale University has seen legacy admissions decline, with legacy students making up just 11% of the class of 2027. Schools opposed to ending legacy admissions say it'll disrupt their autonomy in the admissions process and could harm fundraising efforts. Amy Dowell with Education Reform Now CT says transparency in admissions is what's needed most.
You know, I think that what we need is a greater level of transparency in terms of who's considered a viable candidate at some of these colleges.
Similar legislation was considered in 2022, and it was met with the same kinds of opposition the new proposal is getting. This isn't new territory, however. Colorado banned legacy admissions at its public universities in 2021. A Virginia bill similar to Colorado's recently passed that state's General Assembly and awaits the governor's signature. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
One study finds between 2014 and 2019, Harvard University accepted legacy students at a 33% rate. That's five times higher than its overall acceptance rate. And as people in Georgia mobilize for the 2024 general election, one group wants to make it easier for those with felony records to understand their voting rights and get them reinstated if that's needed.
The Campaign Legal Center's Restore Your Vote campaign includes an online Restore Your Vote tool. It's estimated about 275,000 Georgia residents have been disenfranchised because of felony convictions. However, Blair Bowie with the Campaign Legal Center says voting laws are complex and different from state to state, and many people don't know they could restore their voting rights.
So in Georgia and North Carolina, restoration of voting rights is automatic once a person has finished probation and parole. So at that point, they can just go ahead and register to vote.
Nationally, it's estimated that up to 18 million people with felony records still have the right to vote. Shantia Hudson reporting.
Finally, our Suzanne Potter reminds us today is National Wear Red Day, part of American Heart Month in February.
Lots of celebrities and news anchors will be wearing red, and many iconic buildings and bridges will be lit up in crimson, all part of a partnership with the American Heart Association. Heart Month events draw attention to deaths from cardiovascular disease, which have been rising since the COVID pandemic. Linda Tsai with the American Heart Association says cardiovascular disease took 900,000 American lives last year, 57,000 more than in 2021.
We just did a recent survey that shows that more than half of the people in the U.S. don't know that heart disease is their number one cause of death.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for ending your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and you can find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a Million Dollar Weekend, all weekend from
WMCK
McKeesport.
sexy lady.
Jimi Hendrix kicking us off in the 2 o'clock hour, 2:07, much more music time. Once again, I have forgotten to do the radio calendar in the 1 o'clock hour, so we'll pick that up later on today. 412-385-7450. Here's Shirley Matthews on Radio 9.
Someday you're going to be a big town.
Support for this broadcast comes from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes. Since 1866, Striffler's has provided compassionate, professional memorial services for families in White Oak, McKeesport, Dravosburg, Portview, and the surrounding areas. Striffler's offers comprehensive pre-planning services and aftercare. And through its affiliated company, Design Monuments, Striffler's also provides permanent markers and memorials crafted in stone, bronze, and other high-quality materials. Learn more at strifflers.com or call 412-678-6191.
Plays more music.
Here I am again, Mama. I'm knocking on your door. To let me in, I swear I won't.
Band, Electrical Band on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. And this, of course, is the sound of the Beatles. And if you love the Beatles, make sure to tune in at 6 o'clock to Tube City Online Radio.
Keep on.
not 218 much, but some dipwad. I just had to block some dipwad on Facebook. He didn't like something I said, so he's gonna get me fired from here, he said. He's going to put me on 4chan. He said, you know what 4chan is? It's this weirdo internet group, mostly pornography. But they gang up on people and harass them. He's going to put me on 4chan, he said, and get me fired. So he's going to get me fired from WRCT. How's that going to work? Don't they have to pay me first? Well, look, let me see. I haven't had a paycheck in 21 years. I was born poor and I've stayed poor. I still have most of it left. Here are the Jaggers.
If I had been born with a silver spoon and all good things came all too soon, how would my life be rated? Would I still appreciate it? Would the beauty of a sunset be the same to me as it was when penniless I ran free? Would the sunrise still be as real as the morning came upon?
County's own, the Jaggers, on Radio 9.
WRCT.
At 2:21, much more music time. New music from Mickey Dolenz coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. I've had to block relatively few people on social media. I don't post anything really very controversial, so whenever I do, it's like I feel like a dog like that has just heard a weird noise, like, like, not like John Roderick. Do you follow John? Well, he's got kicked off of Twitter. John Roderick, who hosts the podcast, who's part of the Long Winters, a longtime WRCT favorite, and also hosts the Omnibus podcast with Ken Jennings. He has had some interesting – he was Bean Dad. If you Google Bean Dad, he was Bean Dad a couple of years ago, and then he got kicked off of Twitter. He's said some things, and he's gone through some things, but I've relatively – knock on wood. Let me knock on – knock on wood, knock on my head. That's wood, too. Anyways, what else do we want to tell you about? For more than 20 years now, Heritage Community Transportation has been serving the people of Allegheny County with fixed-route bus service that connects to Pittsburgh Regional Transit. These buses operate 6 days a week. They serve 15 communities in Monroeville and in the east suburbs, including Braddock, East McKeesport, East Pittsburgh, Turtle Creek, Wilmerding, White Oak, McKeesport, North Braddock, North Versailles, Portview, Pitcairn, Wall, and Liberty Borough. It's open to everyone. You don't need to register or reserve a ride, and the fare is still just 25 cents. That's a service of Heritage Community Initiatives. For more information, heritageserves.org or call them at 412-351-2200 for more information about Heritage's fixed route bus service. Coming up at 5 o'clock on 88.3 WRCT, our flagship station, it's Chop Shop with Dan Strange. That's confusing sounds for confusing times. Saturdays at 5, it's time for Chop Shop with Dan Strange. On our internet affiliate, Tube City Online Radio, it's the Kirsten and Amber Show. All kinds of good things happen to you. Last week, somebody listened to the Kirsten and Amber Show, and they walked out of their house, and they found a $5 bill on the sidewalk. Can you believe that? Somebody else didn't listen to the Kirsten and Amber Show. They got run over by a steamroller. It's true. Well, it's not really true. But anyways, you should listen to the Kirsten and Amber Show coming up at 5 o'clock here on Tube City Online Radio.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman wants. Whether you believe it or not.
And then they made, when they peeled them off the ground, they made accordion noises. It's true. It's true. No, that was, no, I'm sorry. I have that mixed up. They made accordion noises when a safe fell on their head. The steamroller, they had to blow them back up with a bicycle pump. It was very strange. 44 right now for your high. Sunny skies for the next few days. Clear overnight with a low of 26. Tomorrow, sunny skies, high 50. Monday, more of the same, sunny, high 47. Tuesday, sunny, high 46. Looking at maybe some showers moving into the area Thursday and Friday. Right now, 47 in Beaver County, 42 in Butler. It's 41 in Washington. Outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, 42 degrees in street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 41 at WRCT. Off the new EP, Dolenz sings R.E.M. Here indeed is Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees on Radio 9.
Yeah.
Music on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
At this time, as a public service, Bob and Ray are glad to read the following superseding additional supplementary bulletin from the Office of Fluctuation Control and Sealing Repairs, Bureau of Edible Condiments, Soluble, Insoluble, and Indigestible Fats and Glutinous Derivatives, Washington, D.C.
Correction of Directive 9. The Directive 94345-6201, issued a few moments ago. First correction, that number is now 94345-6202. The second correction, please note that said directive reading chopped hog meat, formerly reading ground hog meat, should now read sausage.
Thank you very much for that important announcement. We have a guest here in the studio. I should do the station ID first. This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:30, broadcasting as always from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Also check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. So you want to come in here? Come on in. Well, you have to go up to the microphone here. Here, I'll turn the microphone on. And just go to the microphone and just tell people that your name. You want to perform a song, is that it?
Yeah, I want to perform my song.
Well, you're going to have to speak up a little bit. Do you have music?
Yeah, I have my music, and it's all queued up there in the CD player, and I'll sing along to your music, okay?
All right, well, you're going to have to project. We're on the radio.
It's the microphone, you mean?
Yes, here. Oh, here. All right, it's about right there, okay?
Okay.
Now go ahead and you sing your song and then cue me in when you want me to start the music.
Okay. One, two, one, two, three.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you
fire.
Saved and earned, but all of it's gone to burn. And you're mad, you're telling, right, you know.
So that was your song?
Yeah, that was my song. Was it okay?
Yeah, what is your name?
My name is Arthur Brown.
All right, Arthur Brown, thank you very much. Why don't you just go ahead and show yourself out. Please don't slam the door, okay? I said, don't slam the door.
Radio 9, the best oldies.
Do you want to sing? Yeah.
Getting checks for doing absolutely nothing?
I figured because the Democrats were in power again.
Your love is like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
Your love is like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
First it's up and then it's down. It changes so fast, never hits the ground. It goes up, down, and up. I like a seesaw. Change your mind.
Friday.
It's the day we make up.
Saturday.
Well, the day we break up.
Sunday.
Things are going all right.
Monday.
a fight.
Yo-yo.
Change your mind.
Everywhere this weekend things are happening.
Yes, sir.
Here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch this wonderful weekend with your radio.
A sustaining feature here on the Jay Thurber Show. It's the radio calendar for today, Saturday, February 3rd, 2024. Authors Rob Long and Andrew Dolberg will be at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport on Sunday to discuss their children's book, The Great Weather Diviner, The Untold Story of Punxsutawney Phil. That's at 12:30 at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport. Tomorrow, Sunday, 1507 Library Avenue. To become a legend, a young groundhog must unravel a shocking secret to stop a weather catastrophe. Is this based on a true story? I don't think so. You'll have to ask tomorrow at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport. Also, they've got a committee meeting for the community garden at 5 o'clock on Wednesday. And the Stone Soup Community Dinner, the first Stone Soup Community Dinner of the new year, is on Tuesday at 4 o'clock. All of those things at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport, 1507 Library Avenue, 412-672. I just lost the phone number. Where was it? Oh, here we go. Wait a second. It just scrolled past. Sorry. 412-672-0625. Or visit McKeesportLibrary.org and ask them what their phone number is when you call. That'll be fun. There will be an open house on February 17th from 12 until 3 p.m. at Reading Ready Pittsburgh's new storefront. That's at 222 East 8th Avenue in Homestead. It is a free bookstore for children in the Mon Valley. They also host a wide variety of programming, including the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. ReadingReadyPittsburgh.org for more information. Steel City Squares hosts monthly square dancing. Next one is February 10th. Dances are beginner and family-friendly traditional Appalachian squares with a live band and caller. No experience is necessary. All dances are taught. Doors open at 7. Dancing begins at 8. Takes place at the Shiloh Center, 3832 Midwood Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, squaredancepittsburgh@gmail.com. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio, email radio-calendar@wrct.org. You've got to be a nonprofit organization, keen teens, but if you get it in, we will get it on the air. Radio 9 gets it set for Greater Pittsburgh.
It's time to get down.
Denver plays more music.
In a cavern down by a canyon, excavating for a mine, there lived a miner from North Carolina and his daughter, chubby Clementine. Now every morning, yeah, just about dawning, when the sun began to shine, you knew she would rouse up, wake all of them cows up, and walk them down to her daddy's mine. I took the footbridge, we crossed the water, although she weighed 299. Old bridge trembled and disassembled. Whoops! Dumped her into the foamy brine. Hey, crack like thunder. Hup, hup, you know she went under. Hup, hup, a blowing bubbles down the line. Hey, I'm no swimmer, but were she slimmer, I might have saved that Clementine. Oh, she broke the record way underwater. I thought that she was doing fine. I wasn't nervous, not until the service that they held for Clementine. Sailor, hop, hop, way out on your whaler, with your harpoon and your trusty line. If she shows now, yellow, there she blows now. It just may be Chunky Clementine. One more time. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh,
music after these messages.
As a father, I've done everything I can to protect my children. For my family, getting the COVID vaccine is about protecting the whole family now and in the future. That's why I'm making sure my children get the COVID vaccine and protect their health. For me, it's one less health risk to worry about. You have the power to finish this.
For with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Hey, Tim Dorkey, I understand you've got an entire shipment of pre-owned certified vehicles at your giant Tim Dorkey Motors Auto Mall out there on Route 30.
That's right, we've got 40 pre-owned certified self-driving cars out here. These are Volvo station wagons that were previously used by Uber in Pittsburgh to test out the self-driving car technology.
And these come with the balance of their factory warranties, is that correct?
They come with the balance of the factory warranties, both from Volvo and from the robot manufacturers, yes.
So we're talking 40 fully loaded Volvo self-driving station wagons out there at Tim Dorkey Motors.
These are fully loaded with moonroof, leather interior, premium sound system, giant revolving camera that spins around on the top, radar collision sensors at all four corners, automatic pedestrian detection, license plate scanners, and a one-year subscription to Skynet.
And do they come with the Tim Dorkey Motors lifetime service guarantee?
Yes, you get free oil changes and Pennsylvania state inspection maintenance for life. In fact, when you're due for an oil change or state inspection, your certified pre-owned self-driving Volvo will just drive itself on out here to Tim Dorky Motors on Route 30.
And I'll bet these cars are moving fast, right, Tim?
Not really. They're factory programmed to move within 1.2% of the posted speed limit under optimum driving conditions.
So get out there to Tim Dorky Motors on Route 30 and make your selection of one of these certified pre-owned self-driving Volvo station wagons, fully equipped with the latest Uber technology.
Right, or just email us your bank account information and we'll send out one of the cars to find you wherever you are from Tim Dorky Motors.
What a great day!
Jay Thurber!
You know, you might want to get an MRI of your brain.
Oh, I had one and they couldn't find nothing.
More music now!
Sports and weather coming up next. Here's Charlie Ryan laying a little rockabilly on you at 2:49. Much more music time.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say I was a kid that was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, but that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 12 cylinders, uses them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. It's got a four-barrel carb and dual exhaust, 411 gears, so can really get lost. It's got safety tubes and I'm not scared, the brakes are good and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright, everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill, we was passing cars like they were standing still. Like a flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan had passed us by. A remark was made, there's a car for me, but by then the taillights are all you could see. Well, the fellas ripped me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. I took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110, twisted the speedometer cable off the end. I had my foot and feet clear to the floor, said that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed a truck. I whispered a prayer just for luck. Fenders clicking, a guardrail post. The guys beside me were white as gold. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines in the road just looked like dots. Smoke was rolling out in the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and hoped they could pass, but when I did, I'd be short on gas. Tires on the sides, you could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly, and a Cadillac pulled over. Let me go by. And all of a sudden, the rod started knocking, went down in a dip, and started rocking. I look in my mirror, and a red light was blinking. Cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're going to drive me to drink and you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
That was the original. You know, the Commander Cody one. That was Charlie Ryan from 1960. A little bit of rockabilly, hot rod Lincoln on Radio 9 at 2:52. Much more music time. 8 minutes to go until 3 o'clock, winding it down here at the old revolving ballroom in the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation. And coming up at 3 o'clock, please stay tuned for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. But first, I thought we were going to do some... Where's my little sports jingle here? Where did it go? I put the little sports jingle in, and it went... It punched itself in the chest and disappeared into the crowd. I have no idea what happened.
Your front row center at the ball game.
College basketball action. Big win this afternoon for the Duquesne Dukes men's team. They defeated the Rhode Island Rams today by a score of 85-71. Pitt Panthers men are hosting the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. And that game gets underway at 6 o'clock at the Peterson Event Center. The women are traveling to number 14-ranked Notre Dame on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Your Carnegie Mellon men's and women's team taking on the Maroons of the University of Chicago tomorrow, Sunday. The women's team at 1 o'clock, the men's team, I believe, at 3 o'clock. Last night, the women's team lost to Wash U 71-69. The men's team defeated WashU by a score of 79-73. And in hockey action, it's a hockey night in Toronto. It's the last All-Star game for a couple of years. The NHL All-Star game gets underway just about 7 minutes from now.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny skies for the next few days. Should have a very nice weekend on tap. 44 for your high today, 26 for the low overnight. Sunny on Sunday, high 50. Monday, sunny, 47. Tuesday, sunny, and a high near 46 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 47 in Beaver County, 42 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 44 degrees.
Well, they say the autumn leaves don't fall in the springtime. It's just too soon, and the time has come, but it's just too big blue sky and the sparkling water. The river flowed right through our town on the way down to the lake. You're not alone on this old planet. It's still all yours to do.
New music from Neil Young and Crazy Horse off of the LP World Record. And
these he made the night
are the Browns.
A little brighter wherever he would go. The his feet as he came toddling down the street. His smile had a lonely heart, you see. If there were sweethearts in the park, he'd pass a lamp and leave it dark, remembering the days that used to be. For he recalls when dreams were new, he loved someone who loved him too, who walks with him alone in memory. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. Now if you look up in the sky, you'll understand the reason why the little stars at night are all aglow. He turns them on when night is here. He turns them off when dawn is near. The little man we loved of long ago, he made the night a little brighter wherever he would go.
The old lamplighter of long, long ago.
From 1960, those are the Browns, and it's just about time for me to make like a police car in Paris and get the flick out of here.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
I'll be back next week at this same time on these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. Until then, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, and he spells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxed, and easy is coming up next. This is the Gigglepuss Broadcast System.
Never break.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Three coins in the fountain.
seeking happiness. Thrown by three hopeful lovers, which one will the fountain bless? Three hearts in the fountain, each heart longing for its home. There they lie in the fountain, somewhere in the heart of Rome. Which one will the fountain bless? Which one will the fountain bless? Three coins in the fountain, just one wish will be granted.